So if you live in New York, you might want to check your post because you may have just won the racism lottery. That's right. If you took a test 30 years ago and failed it to become a teacher in the New York State and you happen to be Black or Hispanic, congratulations. You could be entitled to up to $2 million. And I just want to use this opportunity to say the Civil Rights Act was a mistake. And I mean that unironically.
You had to say that when I was taking a sip of water.
I mean that unironically. No, I'm not in favor of segregation. I don't think the government should be mandating that. But all of the other nonsense that came with the Civil Rights Act is terrible and objectively terrible for America. And on that note, I'd like to direct everybody back to a video that I'm still very proud of that I did all the way back in January, where I told Connor that MLK is not a conservative hero and gave him, oh, that's not the, John, what have you done? Back, there we go. Thank you. And told him about all of the terrible ways in which MLK was funded by communists, had his speeches written by communists, was in favor of wealth redistribution, was in favor of the Vietnam side of the Vietnam War, not because he was sympathetic to the atrocities that were being committed against him, but because of the fact that he was in favor of socialism. And then let's also go into the fact that he was a complete sex pest, as revealed by the FBI files that got released on him. Everybody already knew that as well. They didn't know the depths to which it went. And then there's just a lot of other stuff as well that just we get into. He was a complete charlatan, a complete liar, a figurehead who by the time that he would die, by the time that he was assassinated, was already losing traction in America. And he was only held up afterwards as a figurehead, as some kind of martyr. That's what happened. And that's what did happen. So check that video out. It's premium on the website. So if you want to watch that, that's at least only £5 a month to get access to all of the wonderful videos and articles that we have on the website there. But let's get into the main news, which is that this New York Post article, which is quite spectacular, Black and Hispanic New Yorkers who failed teachers' test strike, $1.8 billion in New York City settlement. So this is one of the gentlemen who is getting a payout from this, and we'll get into a little bit more details of him as we go along. But first, I'm going to look at the article a bit out of order because it's good to get some context on all of this. So roughly 5,200 Black and Hispanic ex-Big Apple teachers and once aspiring educators, so people who, once again, were never even teachers to begin with, are expected to collect more than $1.8 billion in judgment after the city stopped fighting a nearly three-decade federal discrimination lawsuit that found a certification exam was biased. So once again, I just want to make this clear. This happened in the 90s is when this lawsuit came into practice, first got filed, okay? People put woke stuff down to being very of the moment, in the present. This was always in effect. Discrimination, affirmative action, anti-discrimination, all of this was still very much in place by the 80s and by the 90s. It just wasn't pushed in your face to anywhere near the extent that it is now, possibly due to the lack of social media, meaning that we didn't just have it shoved in our face every single day. But it was still very much part of it. Anyway, so how was it biased? How was it biased? It must have done something. Did it ask you to spell the N-word to pass your English test? Did it ask you to draw a picture of a shucking and jiving minstrel show?
Did it give you a hangman puzzle?
Yeah. What was going on with this? This must have been horrible and irredeemable. Well, let's go into the details. So class action suit dates back to 1996 when it was filed on behalf of Elsa Gilino and three other teachers against the former Board of Education, which once ran the city's public schools before it was disbanded by the state legislature to give that power to the mayoral controlled Department of Education. Plaintiffs targeted both the state and the city, but an appeals court ultimately let Albany off the hook since the city is the teacher's employer, even though the city argued it had no control over the testing. The case has had a winding road through the court system, including repeat trips to appellate courts, and the 2003 trial ended in the city's favor. But the tests were ruled discriminatory in 2012 by the third Manhattan federal judge to handle the case. So this was one where just kept going through the courts over and over again. They didn't let it go. It failed, they put it back through. It fails, they put it back through. It doesn't fail.
Quite a good analogy, isn't it?
Yes, it is actually. So they just, once again, they just kept pushing it through. More than 90% of the white test takers passed the 80-question multiple choice in essay liberal arts and sciences test between March 1993 and 1995. one version of it which had questions, such as asking teachers to explain the meaning of a painting by pop artist Andy Warhol. Now, if you're in a New York City state school, why would you ever be expected to be aware of famous New York artist Andy Warhol? I know it's a silly question.
Is that racist in any way?
This seems to
me... He's not a graffiti artist, therefore I'm
not. As we'll find out, this is a classic racism of the gaps argument, because 90% of the white ones passed it, but black applicants on average scored passing grades only 53% of the time, and Latinos had an even lower passing rate, just 50% according to the lawsuit. So the argument is more white people pass than these other groups of people, therefore it's racist and biased in their favor.
What's the point of doing the test if you aren't discriminating against people? Tests are, by definition, discrimination.
Life is inherently discriminatory.
Of course, yeah.
Just in the fact that even if you choose to have friends and not associate with other people, you could be accused of discriminating against those other people. Why don't you want to be friends with them? You racist or something? That's just how it goes. The failures resulted in full-time teachers getting demoted to substitutes and preventing aspiring teachers from getting hired. Well, if they weren't able to pass a simple test and they're already teaching, maybe they shouldn't be marking other people's tests.
Very true, yeah.
Lawyers for the plaintiffs brought in experts who testified that much of the discrepancy in scores could be attributed to some of the questions being culturally biased in favor of whites. Once again, this has been going on since the 90s. This is not a new thing. In 2012, Manhattan federal judge Kimber Wood, imagine my shock at that name being the one that passed this, Kimber Wood, I wonder who she is, ruled that requiring teachers to pass the liberal arts and sciences test violated the Civil Rights Act of 1964 because it wasn't a proper indicator of better performing teachers. Why? How? Because I said so. That's
but
why.
If one population of people did very well and two populations of people didn't, it was a test of ability. The dispute isn't even that. The dispute is whether it was discriminatory. Not
there is no evidence really brought in, no evidence that this article brings forward, at least. And the fact of the matter is, Civil Rights Act, you can look through it and go, oh, well, this all looks pretty neutral to me. But you've got activist lawyers, you've got activist judges, you've got activists in every part of the system. And all the Civil Rights Act does is give them something to point at and say, this legitimizes my biased rulings.
Give me money.
Yeah, give me money. That's all it ever was. She sided with the plaintiffs who said that the test had an illegal disparate impact because the Civil Rights Act includes the disparate impact effects on blacks and Latinos and that the city's school system was liable for making hiring decisions based on its results. And now what? So it is the largest payout in city history. As of Friday, 225 people who failed the liberal arts and sciences test used for teacher licensing have been notified they're getting settlements of at least $1 million.
I wish I was black and people were racist to me. I'd be so rich.
I know. It's like winning the lottery. It's like jackpot, isn't it? When you're born and you're black and people are racist to you, congratulations. Here's your random millions of dollars.
Yeah, being white and having people still be racist to you and having money stolen from you by the government.
And still having to work your ass off to earn anything.
It's lovely.
I know. It's terrible, isn't it? The case is expected to generate hundreds of other future $1 million awards because we're just going to find them. We're going to dig through all the paperwork and find all the people. You get $1 million. You get $1 million. Congratulations. You're an actual idiot. Here's $1 million. Fantastic. Other top winners include... here we go. So Herman Grimm is, if we go back up to the top, is this gentleman here. He is the main subject of the video that they have. And here's a photograph of the man. He's 64 years old, Herman Grimm of Queens, on July 5th, was awarded the biggest judgment to date, a jaw-dropping $2,055,383.
That's because, very specific.
Because he failed a test 30 years ago.
Wish I'd failed a test.
Here's how they do it. Yeah. It includes $1,583,114 in back pay for time never clocked, lost interest accrued, and other compensation. So he's being paid for imaginary hours that he never worked for a job that he didn't get because he failed the test to get it. So imagine, put yourself in this man's shoes for a second, okay? This is basically like winning the lotto because he did nothing, literally he did nothing to earn this money other than be, no offense to the man, I'm sure he's a nice gentleman, too stupid to pass a test, okay? We have case studies from this in England when you get random poor yobbos win the lottery.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that in 5 years' time, this man will still have $2 million? Will he have invested wisely? Will he be some kind? Will he be the head of some property portfolio?
I don't know. I think that quite often older people tend to just sit on money, don't they?
Potentially. And I hope the best for him. Mm. But at the end of the day, that's taxpayers' money.
There is a
he
sort
never
of,
should have had in the first place.
A lottery curse, isn't there? That people who are propelled into being wealthy don't know how to spend it responsibly and normally end up more miserable than they started with.
Potentially. So let's see here. So when contacted Thursday, Grimm said he was unaware he struck gold, but confirmed the award the following day with his lawyer. Grimm said he's in disbelief, but the money can't come fast enough because he's racked up serious debt on his Queen's home and credit cards.
Oh, right.
So while I am wishing him the best, I don't hold out too much hope.
I think he'll be able to move house, though.
Yeah, hopefully. When questioned, he couldn't recite examples of why the test was biased. Hilarious.
I mean, it was quite a long time ago, I imagine.
But still.
I know. I don't know why I'm being so charitable.
It would have stuck in your mind, though. So he was never part of this case. He can't even remember if it was biased or not. But you failed a test from 30 years ago. Here's $2 million. Bam. I mean, I missed the test in college. I failed my geography because of it. Does that mean I can get £2 million? Am I entitled to some kind of reparations? Because reasonably, I have a good excuse for why I missed that test.
What was it?
They told me the wrong time for it.
That's actually a good reason, yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? So where's my compensation? Where is it? I can't tell you how many times I took the test, he said. A lot. Grimm said he opened a preschool business in the mid-90s, but closed it in 2015. And I don't want to keep dumping on this person, but I'm sorry, this is not the sort of person that if I had $2 million, I would just wantonly give it to him and expect good things to come out the other side. Good luck to the man. But still, one Brooklyn principal said that the city was crazy to settle this case. The standards are the standards, he said. It shouldn't be based on what would be easy for blacks or whites to hire people who are not qualified and change the requirements because certain group don't pass the test is all. So good on him.
Yeah, that's right.
Saying so. So the cost is going on taxpayers.
Of course it is. It's just stealing.
Yep. The cost to taxpayers is expected to be significantly higher because they'll also be footing the bill for many of the plaintiffs to collect pension checks based on time never worked after they reach retirement age, plus their health insurance. So because of a job that they didn't get and never worked, they are going to get a pension off that and health insurance.
All of this race grifting stuff is just resource extraction from white people. That's what it is.
Not even just white people. It will be from actually productive members of society. Because there will be black and Hispanic people in New York City. Mm-hmm.
Well, all of the taxpayers are going to be paying for it. Yeah,
there'll be productive people who have been paying their taxes, worked their way through life and done a good job. They'll be paying for all of that too. Absolute rubbish. The remaining plaintiffs' claims are being assessed by a court-appointed special master who already racked up more than $8 million in fees at the taxpayers' expense. City is also on the hook for the plaintiff's lawyer's fees, a sum that totaled more than $43 million last year. At least lots of people are making money from it. Like you say, as much as I want to say as well, like I just did, that black people and other people will also be paying for it, it will, you are right, mainly be white people who get their resources extracted from this. So that's that. And let's take a look more at Grimm. And once again, I don't want to be mean to this guy. I don't want to feel like I'm harping on him. But there's just something that needs to be pointed out. In that video that's on the New York Post website, somebody pointed this out. So he failed the test many times. And as he's interviewed, his smoke detector chirps three times. So let's just listen to this, okay? And then I'll explain a little bit more.
And they knew I wasn't taking them serious because I just wasn't taking them serious. You know, why would you send me letters and tell me about lawsuit? Because I know lawsuit either they'll go through or they won't go through. You know, from reading, hearing news and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I know a couple of people that had, not an education, but they went through lawsuits and they didn't win or anything like that. Mm. So to me, it's just like fabric. You know, but it's when I finally got it in my head, they kept pushing and kept explaining things piece by piece until I sort of got it in my head and just listened to them and it went from there.
Okay.
But still today, I don't really believe it. But, you know, and yesterday we were on the phone for a long time trying to convince me that it's real, it's no game, it's no, you know, fouls, falsehood and all that stuff. But it's not. I'm a normal person. I had to struggle for money.
There you go. So not only do we have the chirper going off three times in a row, we also have a passing train and a phone notification going off all while he's being interviewed. It must be a nightmare to live there where he's living. The only advice I can give him is to please change the batteries on your smoke detector. That must be horrible to live with. But for those who aren't aware, there is a bit of a meme that sadly is very true that goes around about certain kinds of people being able to tune out the smoke detector chirp when it's running out of battery. And if you want to know more about that, I'm just going to give a random plug to iHypocrite because he actually has a quite good video talking about the subject. But in total, this is all a colossal waste of time and money. The lawyers who filed this suit should be barred from ever practicing law ever again. The Civil Rights Act needs to be abolished, and the people involved in this need to be made to pay all of the money back to the taxpayer that they have forced to waste on this absolute rubbish.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium contents on the site, such as the premium articles, this one on Jonah Hill and why men can't marry mermaids, with an audio track for Silver Tears. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow it on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.